What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today I'm going to be talking about valuing your time. So, if this is your first time here, then welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Dad Needs to Talk, it's all about discussions surrounding fatherhood and family, manga, anime, movies, TV, and video games. So, it's been a couple of weeks. I hope everybody out there is doing well. I have had a very busy last couple of weeks, because I looked at the calendar, it's been about exactly almost 2 weeks since I recorded, and it has been a jam-packed couple of weeks. And so, as always, like I said, if you're new here, I have timestamps for everything in the description below. So if you want to jump ahead to the main topic or whatever, go ahead and do that. Or to, I'm going to be talking about the anime and stuff or shows that I'm watching lately later in the show as well. But of course, I always start with a life update, life check-in. And like I said, I got a lot to catch up on. So, like I said, I hope everybody out there is doing well. Just shout out to everybody that's listening, watching, that's been showing love, that's always lurking and supporting your boy. It is greatly appreciated. I do kind of want to start off with a kind of a funny story before I get into the crazier stuff of obviously when I say my week has been very busy, y'all know it's more than likely majority sports stuff with my kids, but I got to do some family stuff as well in relation to that. But so, funny thing happened today. So I've talked about it before on like earlier episodes of the podcast, but you know, my homie, my best friend from childhood, DJ, we don't talk super often or whatever, but we loosely, you know, keep in touch, because no matter how much time goes apart or whatever, or how long since we talk, whatever, we're always generally kind of like on like the same like mental wavelength. So weird thing that's been happening is that like I haven't heard from him in months. And so, you know, I've done like some check-in text here and there for like the last couple of months, like, hey, you know, just checking in or whatever. Nothing. And then I sent another one this morning, you know, and then it, you know, a while back, the thing that kind of like threw like a potential red flag, because if nothing else, the two times a year we check in with each other is at least bare minimum our birthdays. And this is the first time ever in like the last 15 plus years that we've had cell phones and stuff, that I didn't get a happy birthday text from or whatever, which of course, hey, I'm not owed one, but I want to at least know that my boy is alive and healthy or whatever. So reached out to his mother and just like, hey, just checking in, haven't heard from him in a while. Is he okay? Within minutes, I get a phone call from him or whatever. He's good. We checking in or whatever. Come to find out, technology, as always, is double-crossing me to where he's been getting all my messages, but none of his stuff has been coming to me. And we actually tested it while we were on the phone, to where I sent him a text. He was like, yep, got it. I sent you a thumbs up back, whatever. And I'm like, I got nothing. So I just thought that was, like I said, a little funny story, whatever, to where it's like, hey, just, you know, you may think your phone is dry, but maybe somebody is out there trying to reach out to you and your phone or device is just screwing you over. So, but yeah, just wanted to to share that little funny story up top, whatever. So, yeah. So, it has been balls to the wall, busy the last couple of weeks. Because track season ended for my kids last Tuesday. Great end to the 8th grade track season for my oldest three kids, both the boys and girls side for the school, all got first place in the region or district, however they have it, separate or whatever. So that's cool. Everybody did awesome in their individual events and stuff, whatever. I think one of my daughters got, I think, second or third place in like both the long jump and triple jump. My other daughter, I think she got first in the 400 and maybe second in the 800, maybe. They all won all their relays and stuff. So awesome with track. And I'm thinking, cool, track is done. That's it for the school sports. And we can just focus on these club stuff outside of school or whatever. So my daughters are like, hey, you know, we're thinking about trying out for soccer. We have no history with soccer, no knowledge of soccer, aside from shout out to Ayo Ashi, which I'll talk about that in a minute. But you know, I'm like, man, I ain't got no real life experience with soccer or whatever, aside from back when I was in like third through fifth grade at elementary and then intermediate school or whatever, kicking a soccer ball during recess or whatever, but not no organized sport or whatever. So anywho, fast forwarding. They tried out, they made the team, and it's like, yay, ? and then they had their first soccer game yesterday. The game ended up tied 1-1 or whatever, but they're super happy. They're very enthusiastic about it and stuff. So obviously, like I mentioned, the soccer anime Ayo Ashi was on my brain because I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, man, I need to rewatch Ayo Ashi so I could try to remember and relearn some of the rules and the positions and stuff, whatever. But it was super awesome. My daughters look super adorable out there in their soccer outfits and stuff. And they were giving it their all or whatever. So they're very enthusiastic about it. So hey, it's another thing to add to their athletic resume with, you know, my son has done football, track, and basketball now, and now the girls have done cross-country, basketball, track, and now soccer. They tried out for volleyball earlier in the year, whatever, but they didn't make the team on that, so we're in soccer land now. Of course, I had to do some running around over the weekend regarding that because it was like, hey, we made the team on Friday, and then, hey, by Monday, we need cleats, shin guards, and the long soccer socks or whatever. And it's like, great. So we went and did that Sunday or whatever. But let me go back a couple of weeks. So schedule comes out super last minute. So my wife was already scheduled to go out of town to take back her sister's dog that we've been dachshunding for a couple of weeks or whatever. But of course, guess what? Both my daughter's club basketball and my son's club basketball have stuff scheduled for that weekend. So my daughter's thing, it was out at Grapevine or whatever, which is like, you know, less than 30 minutes away, so to speak, whatever. So that was 9 a.m. that Saturday. And then that evening, going into also Sunday, whatever, my son had a game in Little Elm, which is about an hour away from here. And those games were at, so like I said, this is a Saturday. So like I said, 9 a.m. game, 30 minutes away from my daughter's. So cool, did that or whatever. And then my son's games ended up being 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Saturday. And then 9 a.m., 12:50 p.m., and 4 something p.m. Sunday. So yeah, so that ended up being a insanely busy weekend. Like I said, it was an hour away. And they ended up winning and getting first place in that tournament, by the way, so yay. But the beautiful thing about this though was that it was an opportunity for me to go and visit my sister's family and spend time with them because I hadn't got to go out there since like a little over a year ago for my niece, my sister's youngest daughter, for her birthday or whatever. And so, you know, I'm texting my brother-in-law, texting my nieces and stuff, being like, hey, I'm going to be nearby because the game, at least the first half of the tournament on Saturday, was at my niece's high school. So it was like, there is zero excuse, Robert, for you not to go by, because they like literally live like 3 minutes down the street from the high school. So I just took my oldest boy that was playing in the tournament, and I took Vash with me because I'm like, okay, they hadn't seen Vash in over a year and stuff, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? Perfect. So I went, and in between the games, my oldest son, he pretty much stayed at the facility with his team and coaches and stuff, whatever, hanging out with his teammates and stuff, whatever, while I just went down the street with baby boy, with Vash, to my sister's house with her family and stuff. And it was extremely beautiful. Like I said, very, very busy, you know, like I said, going to the basketball games, then going back there for like a couple of hours. Luckily it was at least like I said, it was like Saturday was 4 and then 9 PM. So it was like 3 hours in between roughly. So it was super dope getting to go over there, spend time with them. Vash pretty much just stayed over there the whole time. He only went with me to the first game or whatever, and then after that I was like, hey, can he just chill here? And they was like, oh yeah, he's fine. So he was having the time of his life, living his best life. The boy went there with 3 pennies in his pocket and left with like a Ziploc bag full of cash. Because it started off like so cute. You know, he walked around jangling his little change in his pockets, and my brother, I was like, oh, what you got, Vash? And he's like, oh, I got money. And then, you know, it's okay, you got 3 pennies. And so my brother-in-law started off by giving him $1 for each penny. Cool. Now, I don't know what happened during the times I was away at the different games or whatever, but all I know is that when we were getting ready to leave Sunday night, he had a Ziploc bag with like almost $10 in cash. Dollars. I'm like, how you come with 3 pennies and leave with like a pocket full of cash? But yeah, it was awesome. Like I said, very, very glad to see my nieces and nephews and stuff, catching up with them and spending time and stuff with them and stuff. So, got to take a ride, and my brother-in-law knew, he got him a little, he called it his midlife crisis, but he got this very nice, convertible BMW. Cause he was like, have you seen my new car? And I'm like, you gotta be more specific, because they've had a lot of cars over the years, which as my nieces and nephews got older, you know, they took some of the car, various cars and stuff, whatever. And he was like, the BMW. I'm like, no. And so he let me take it for a ride or whatever. It's very awesome. But yeah, so that was just one weekend. Like I said, that was the weekend right after the last podcast episode recorded. So did that. And then, like I said, had the last track meet last week, and then went into this past weekend was, Lord, then it was reversed where my daughters had a tournament up in Denton, an hour plus away, and then my son had a tournament close by, like 30, 40 minutes away or whatever. So that was that or whatever. Saturday was just all morning, freaking 8 a.m. Had to be an hour away at 8 a.m. No, that should be a crime. But yeah, so that was that part. And then, like I said, then we went and got the girls their soccer uniforms and stuff Sunday. And then, like I said, yesterday had their first soccer game or whatever, went and did that. And then, obviously we got more stuff coming up this weekend, but yeah, man, it's just been crazy, crazy, crazy with the sports stuff, whatever. But, you know, I kind of had a talk with my daughters and stuff about the soccer stuff, whatever, which that might kind of start rolling into the topic of valuing time a little bit. But I'll call it fussing with love, because I told them, I'm like, hey, we can't, y'all can't do every single thing or whatever, they're 14, my oldest boy is 15 or whatever, so they're teenagers or whatever, so I can start kind of being more upfront with them on certain things, on the reality of life and stuff, whatever. Like, hey, y'all are two of a family of seven. And so it's like, I'm like, y'all two and your brother, y'all been doing sports all year round since y'all were four, five, 6 years old or whatever. So we're almost 10 years in of y'all doing stuff. And I'm like, y'all have two younger brothers that also want to try to do some stuff, whatever. But it's like, you know, we're so tied up with the stuff that y'all are doing. But eventually, you know, after I talked to my wife some more, whatever, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it, because it kind of goes back to the topic I talked on last time or whatever, about like doing your best while you can. And it's like, I want my kids to experience as much stuff as they can while I'm able to provide those options for them. Because I know a lot of kids, myself included, whatever, growing up and just a lot of stuff, whatever, where it's like, man, there's so many things you would like to have tried out, whether it's sports or music or whatever, different things or whatever, but y'all, your family might not have just had the resources or time or whatever to do that. And so you just, even now as an adult, sometimes wonder like, man, what if I would have gotten the chance to do this? And so I want to try to eliminate as much of that as possible with them and stuff. So especially this year, because like I told my wife, I said, this is probably the last chance that things are going to be kind of very structured in a way towards like, hey, 7th and 8th grade, it is just the one team at a set time or whatever. Because I'm like, starting next year, when they get to 9th grade, it's going to be all hell break loose, because there's a chance my oldest boy might immediately be put on varsity. One of the girls might be on JV for something. One might be on 9th grade for something. Might be on JV for something else. Varsity for something else. So schedules are going to be out the wazoo starting next year. So I was like, hey, let's do it. At least let them try and see. Because who knows? Maybe somebody might decide, hey, I really love soccer. Maybe I don't want to do basketball. Maybe I don't want to do track or whatever anymore. They might want to maybe switch something out or whatever. You just never know what passion this might open up for them as well. And so, but in turn, I told my wife that our middle son, Andre, I'm like, and Andre, I know you're probably going to watch this eventually. So, hello, come and tell me when you watch this. Because I know he watches some of my episodes from time to time. But I told my wife, I said, I'm already cool with it that in a couple of years, because he's in 5th grade now, I said, you already know when he gets to 7th grade, he going to do everything under the sun that he can, because he has had to wait. You know, now he got to do basketball. He was like literally like 3 or 4. So I don't even think he remembers doing that too much or whatever. And then he did track a little bit, maybe 3 years ago. I think he was 8 at the time. He's 11 now, going to be 12 later this year. But it's like, he's wanted to do more stuff, whatever, but it's just like, we just do not have the bandwidth and the finances to do more club stuff. Now, school stuff, like I said, that's more confined and structured to where, okay, we can kind of work with that. So it's like, hey, in a couple of years, when he gets to 7th grade, he's going to want to try everything. And hey, I'm going to let him, just because, hey, he's putting his time waiting. Just because, like I've mentioned before, he's kind of in that weird middle space, because he's very close edgewise to the big three or whatever. Whereas Vash, he's darn near 10 years behind them. So by the time Vash even becomes a teenager or whatever, they're going to be adults and grown or whatever. So Vash is going to have most of his 10 years almost as an only child in the house, darn near. So, but anywho, so yeah, so it's like, letting them do this, get it out their system now, whatever. But yeah, like I mentioned before, it's like, the next like 5 to 8 years is going to be the busiest time of our lives and stuff. So so we're just steadily, the ramp up is steadily piling up and stuff, whatever. So because we've even been getting stuff prepared for higher level stuff too, or whatever, on all fronts and opportunities or whatever. So but anywho, so yeah, so that's it, and kind of like a general nutshell of like everything that's been going on life-wise. Oh, of course, shout out to my wife. Yesterday was her birthday, so of course, after the soccer game and we get everybody home, whatever, of course we snuck away, took her out to a little dinner and stuff last night. I ordered some flowers earlier in the day, had them sent to the house while I was at work. So kind of, you know, getting to do once again what I can while I can, and maximizing my time as efficiently as possible, because it's like, you know, we live such a life to where we can't do the traditional, oh, hey, well, we'll go celebrate your birthday on the weekend. It's like, nah, because most weekends we're tied up traveling, doing stuff all over the place. And even it's spotty on weekdays sometimes, because sometimes somebody has a practice or whatever. Because shoot, because the other week, since I last recorded, my daughter's had a freaking 8:30 to 9:45 p.m. practice. That is insane. But anywho, so yeah, so enough of that. Let's talk about the main topic, valuing your time. So there are so many ways I want to touch on this, and I'm gonna kind of break it down in bits and pieces or whatever, but the couple of situations that really made me think about this, one of which, and like I said, when I say valuing your time, because we all know time is something very precious. As they say, time is the one currency that you can't get back. And so everything from work and just personal life to kids and even the time you spend doing hobbies or consuming media to what shows you're watching, what games you're playing, etc., etc. Do what is best for you and what you can fit within your time constraints and stuff, because like y'all just heard me talk about for the last like 20 minutes or whatever, my time is very limited in what I can do on a normal day-to-day, week-to-week or whatever. But this is something I might have even did an episode on this a while back, whatever, but about like maximizing my time and kind of fitting stuff in where I can. Because like, you know, I mentioned before how like in the past there were times to where I came home from work, got everybody home, and then maybe had 30 minutes or an hour before I had to go take somebody to practice, or before I had to go pick up somebody from practice. And so I would come home and maybe, you know, prime example, there were times to where, okay, my kids had practice, so while I'm waiting for the practice, I'm in the car reading some manga, catching up on something or whatever, or watching a show or whatever. And then, okay, the next day, a couple of days later, whatever, okay, cool. While they're at another practice or something or whatever, hey, I got a 30-minute, hour window. I want to record a quick little review or whatever for that thing. And so I would do that or whatever, just kind of come, squeeze, do it, bump, 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 bump. And then, you know, go about my day or whatever, and that's that. You have to find those pockets for everything. Like I said, whether it be for you watching a TV show or playing a game or spending time with your significant other or whatever the case may be, or just, hey, just time for yourself. The time is there, but sometimes it's about what do you maybe have to sacrifice along the way, or just maneuvering some things around for it to make sense. Because that is something, when I'm in a situation to where I'm like, okay, I have certain commitments that I have to be back for or to do whatever, I'm constantly thinking, okay, hey, all right, I need to be here at this time, so that gives me this much time to do this and blah, 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 blah. And so a couple situations specifically, like I said, to kind of kick off what I'm talking about. One is sometimes you have to be kind of blunt and upfront with certain things. And so the situation that I was in a few times recently, whatever, is that at my local grocery store, whatever, I think Spectrum Internet, they had a couple of reps or whatever outside the store trying to, you know, obviously, hey, how you doing, sir? You know, who's your internet provider? Hey, can I borrow you for a second? Who's your internet provider? Da, 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 da. And you know how they go on with that stuff, whatever. So, for one, I'm short on time. Two, I work in IT. I'm very tech savvy. I've also worked in sales for a long time. I don't have time to waste, especially in most of those scenarios, whatever, to where, hey, I'm running in literally to grab something in and out. I'm not just going in just browsing, shopping, or whatever. These are situations to where it's like, okay, hey, I got home from work, picked up kids from school, came home. Okay, cool. I need to go and pick up something to bring to my kid's game or something or whatever that's in like 30 minutes or whatever. I don't have time to BS around. So, like I said, that like the first time this happened, like I said, this was maybe like a month or so ago, or whatever. You know, I was kind of like, ah, you know, I'm good, you know. You know, I'm fine with my internet provider. This is I kind of entertained the conversation a little bit or whatever. Just been like, nah, you know, hey, I got this internet provider. This is what I pay. I'm good. Boom. Kept it pushing. Then like a week later, I went to like a dollar store down the street or whatever, and there was a separate group there for the same thing or whatever. And I straight up just told them, I was like, hey, I'm good. I already talked to some of y'all a couple weeks ago or last week or the other day at the other store or whatever. I just don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time. And then funny enough, I had to do this again. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. And I said the same thing again. I was like, hey, I'm just trying not to waste y'all time. I said, I already talked to y'all when y'all was here a few weeks back, whatever. And then y'all was down the street at this other thing too, whatever. I just ain't got the time to waste, whatever. I don't want to waste your time. And I just kept gone. I went in the store, grab, pay for my stuff, and I was in and out that store in like 10 minutes. But it's like stuff like that. Sometimes it might seem rude, but you also have to, it's one thing to be considerate. And obviously, if it was like a small child, I probably wouldn't have done it. But it's like, okay, now you're grown people, you're a sales rep, I know what you're here for, and I'm good with what I got, and I'm on a very strict, like, hey, I need to get back in time to get my kids this thing before they run their next event type of time. And so that was one situation that made me think about this. And then another one, I was doing laundry across the street or whatever at the laundromat. And there's this young man or whatever. I don't know like fully what his story is, but he was kind of semi-homeless a little bit. And you know, he's been there for some months or whatever. He'll hang out there during the day some days or whatever. And we've chit-chatted here and there or whatever. Nothing too major or whatever. But one day I was, this was a day during a track meet or whatever. I watched some of the earlier events or whatever. And then I was like, okay, I need to go home. I need to do some of the laundry or whatever for some other stuff. Get dinner ready, yada, yada, yada. And so this is one of those moments to where I'm literally calculating the time, my safety, different things or whatever in this moment, because this young man, like I said, we've seen each other in passing, talked loosely here and there over the course of some months. He asked me to give him a ride somewhere. Now, in my mind, I'm like, I don't really know this dude. I don't really know this dude. So I'm weighing my options and my time, because I also know that my kids are going to be done with the track meet within a certain time frame. And so as I'm talking to this dude or whatever, I'm literally like calculating, okay, they'll probably be done in about, you know, 20 minutes or so, whatever. Where he needs to go is like 10 minutes from here. So, So I went to go do something real quick, and I was like, hey, if you have the address or whatever, when I come back, I'll talk to you, we'll figure it out or whatever. So he gave me the address or whatever. Like I said, it was literally like barely 10 minutes away or whatever. So I'm like, I'm going to take a strong chance on this or whatever. But of course, obviously, I text my wife. I was like, hey, the dude I told you about from the laundromat or whatever, I'm giving him a ride down to this place, whatever, yada, 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 just as a backup in case this dude is a psycho or whatever. But he was a genuinely nice guy, whatever. Just, you know, just somebody just down this down on their luck that just really needed some help. And so, you know, but like I said, it is so tricky being put in those positions, because the world has always been kind of crazy, but I feel like even more so now. And like I said, I have a lot of, it's not just me I got to worry about. Like I said, I have my whole family, you know, that is dependent upon me or whatever. And it's like, I do my best not to put myself in certain situations and positions or whatever. And so, like I said, thankfully, you know, things worked out. I got to do the way he needed to go. I got back in time to do what I needed to do and, you know, kept it pushing or whatever. But it's just like certain scenarios like that, when somebody's talking or whatever, I'm like, hey, I am on a time crunch. I need to be here, be there or whatever. But continuing talking about that stuff, like I said, value your time. And like I said, sometimes it is okay to be a little selfish with your time. Like I said, even sometimes with your kids, with your spouse, whatever, like, hey, sometimes, like I said, sometimes you need just time for you. Even if it's just 30 minutes alone, an hour alone, whatever, hey, talk about it, ask about it or whatever. Like I said, if I encourage people, if you have a support system available, if you have family that you know and trust, that heck, if they're willing to just watch your kid or whatever for an hour or two or whatever, if you have somebody in your life that offers that stuff, whatever, take those opportunities, because for one, it gives you a little bit of a break from time to time, and two, it also gives your kid time to bond with this family member and stuff like that, so they kind of get used to, you know, not just being underneath you all the time, whatever. Like I said, if you have that trusted option. Because me and my wife was talking about that recently or whatever, but like, man, you know, because like I said, like, hey, we went to dinner or whatever, because like I said, luckily, our kids are big enough, especially having three teenagers, and then, you know, Vash, even though he's six, he's not going to do nothing too crazy or whatever, as long as he has his tablet or the video games or whatever, he is chilling, he is in La La Land, we ain't got to worry about him getting into any mischief or shenanigans. And it's like, that is why I try to be more assertive with that stuff, because I started noticing a while back that, like, man, we're really only seeing each other, me and my wife, like at the end of the night when we're dead tired and we're both in bed and we talk for a little bit and then we're knocked out, and then, you know, I'm up early while she's still asleep, I get the two younger ones on the bus, and then I'm going to work, and then she gets up a little bit later to get the big ones to school or whatever, and then, you know, midway through the day, we might call and talk to each other while I'm on my lunch break or on a break or whatever, to catch up on some stuff we needed to talk about and yada, yada, yada. But yeah, and it's just like, sometimes it's like, okay, somebody has to take charge of both of y'all's time or whatever, and that's why what I've tried to be more cognizant of, because like I said, time is so precious. And I told her, I said, I don't want to spend all of this literal time or whatever, this time frame, just all sports, all kids or whatever. And that's why sometimes, like, hey, like, oops, last night my son was supposed to have basketball practice or whatever, but we legit forgot. But it was like, well, my daughters had their first soccer game. That was around 4 something. And then I wanted to take my wife out for her birthday or whatever. And it's like, yeah, depending on what time the practice was, we probably could have made it happen. But at the end of the day, especially at this point in time, to where it's like, yes, there are potential long-term opportunities for my kids, sports-wise or whatever. But at the same time, it can't be forever all-consuming. Like I said, especially, like, we've already been doing this for 9 years. We're going to miss some practices. We have to. Not that we might slip our minds or whatever, but sometimes you have to just say no. No. To certain stuff like that or whatever, because it's just like, in our situation where we have multiple kids that do multiple sports all year round, both in school and outside of school, and then we have two younger kids as well, it's like, just those five and that stuff alone, and then trying to find time for each other, and then trying to find some time for just ourselves, where is it at? So sometimes it's just like, hey, you know what? Hey, kids, me and mommy stepping out for a little bit. We'll be back in a couple hours. You know, dinner's in the oven, dinner's in the freezer, warm up something, yada, yada, yada. You know, figure it out. But yeah, real talk, sometimes you have to do that or whatever, and that's something, once again, we was kind of revisiting, of like, yeah, we're gonna have to do more sneakaways and stuff, whatever, like that, even if it's like something longer, for like a day getaway, something, because before we know it, you know, the kid's gonna be gone from the house and stuff, whatever, because I had this conversation with my brother-in-law, whatever, because he's in his mid-40s and stuff, and obviously, you know, since my sister passed, it's just him and the kids, and now my youngest niece, you know, their youngest daughter, she turned 15 on her birthday a couple months ago, and she got her license, and now she's able to drive herself, and so that's like, you know, she was the last one really in the house or whatever, like full-time in the house. And now that she has her license and she can kind of maneuver her own, because like I said, the school is literally less than 5 minutes down the road, so she drives herself to and from school every day, and she can go to the store or whatever, and it's like, that is one less thing that he has to do or to worry about or whatever. And so now he is trying to find new ways and new things to do to occupy his time. And like, of course, yes, sometimes he just enjoys just being at the house, because hey, you know, he has kids ranging from what, I think 24, 22, 20, and 15. And so it's like, hey, he's done his time. He's done a lot of traveling, a lot of family stuff, whatever. And it's like, okay, hey, some days he does just want to sit around at the house, whatever. Or, you know, sometimes he'll go on a walk, walk the dogs, bike ride. He recently started getting back into rollerblading, which I've talked about before. That is something that me, him, and my sister did way back in the day. Like, back when they first got married, I was 7 years old. And before they had kids, we all three used to go rollerblading around town. So it was a beautiful time, beautiful era. So he recently got back into rollerblading again. It's just like taking back that time and finding new things to fall in love with and things to do. And so, like I said, I want to make sure that we're doing that in these moments now. And also, I want our kids to see that as well, to where it's not just, oh, it is all just work, 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 or it's all just sports, sports, sports. It's like, no. Sometimes, hey, you know, I'm going to take a day off. Like I mentioned before, about if you have PTO, use it. Even if it's just for you to just stay home and catch up on sleep, binge watch that TV show you've been waiting for, go out to the movies, play that new video game you've been waiting on. I have used it for all the above. And then some, because shoot, that's how I saw Doom Part 2 on launch day, to where I was like, you know what, I need to be around the house for something anyways, so hey, I'm using PTO, I got plenty of it. And especially now, I've been in my job long enough and I've gone up enough in position to where I'm getting about 8 hours of PTO every 2 weeks. And so I was like, okay, yeah. And funny enough, that was payday that I took day off, whatever. So it was like, that 8 hours I had took off for today, it came right back. It's already back before it's even gone. And so, yeah, I went and saw Dune Part 2 on that day off. Hey, the day of the eclipse, whatever, I thought, I was like, you know what? People might be doing some dumb stuff, not paying attention during the eclipse or whatever. I'm not going to worry about doing a commute for the day. Hey, I'm going to use PTO, stay home, and I'm going to catch up on sleep, because sometimes I also look ahead at our life schedule, because like that week end where I was going all over the place, all that stuff when my wife was out of town or whatever, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a day off now, catch up on sleep or whatever. That way I have some more energy to carry me through this busy week coming up, whatever. And so, that is just one of many ways of me treasuring my time. And like I said, using my resources for that, because they don't have to know or care or whatever, you know, your boss or whatever, or your job, of what you're using your PTO for, whatever. It's just like, hey, I need a day. I need to take a day off. Luckily, my boss is cool enough to where I can tell him stuff like that or whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, I understand. But otherwise, it could just be like, hey, I got an appointment, or hey, I got something I need to do, whatever. And they don't know. They don't need to know. Oh, yeah, I'm taking today off to stay home and play this hot new game. or to go see Dune Part 2 in IMAX. Or whatever. So, you know, what you do with that time, that is your business in most cases or whatever. But yeah, so like I said, that was just something that was just like heavy on my mind that I just really, really wanted to dive into, whatever. So, and like I said, just to kind of hopefully remind somebody out there, and like I said, do the little things to reclaim your time, your attention and stuff, because even small stuff, like example, I have pretty much all social media notifications muted. You know, I might see like, I'll see like the icon if I get a DM on IG or a DM on Twitter. But other than that, I don't get notifications for likes and comments and all that jazz. For sure, Discord is 100% muted. And stuff like that, just because it can just be overwhelming, and also sometimes, once again, time consuming, of you getting lost in these social media apps or whatever, and before you know it, it's like, man, a couple hours have went by and I have done nothing but just scroll. And so, yeah, so I've done stuff like that. I have my phone set up to like, hey, after a certain time, my phone is in do not disturb. If you are not my wife and kids, I will not see your calls or texts unless I specifically go and look in those things until after 6 a.m. the next day. And speaking of do not disturb, the days when I'm on that, when I'm taking PTO specifically to catch up on sleep, I talk to my wife about it or whatever, and I'm like, hey, this is what I am doing, so that she is aware. They're like, hey, once everybody's going to school, and if she's working that day, especially if it's a day where she's working, substituting somewhere or whatever, then hey, once everybody's at school or whatever, I'm locking the doors, shutting all my doors, and putting my phone on do not disturb, plugging it up far away from me so I don't even hear it, feel no vibrations, nothing, whatever, and then going to sleep. Sometimes you have to go that extra mile, and hey, they will be okay, you know, for a little bit, you know, while you take care of yourself, because like I said, you really have to reclaim your time for yourself, because like I said, it's cool to live and to do things for your kids, for your spouse, for your loved ones, whatever. But sometimes we do it at the detriment of our own selves, of our own health, and things like that. I've known people family-wise, I've known people at work-wise that do it or whatever. And some people do it just like, it's just ingrained in their nature to just work, or just to go. And I've tried to be better about stopping myself from doing that, because I know that if I have to, I can push myself and my body to those limits of like, okay, hey, we're supposed to go through a gauntlet of a busy week or a busy weekend or whatever. Okay, cool. I can go, you know, a few days or a handful of days or whatever on very little sleep and whatever, because I've had to do it before, whatever. But eventually you have to shut it all down for your body to recharge again, just like your phone battery, your computer battery, whatever. It can only go for so long before it will just crash and just shut down. Sometimes we have to, hey, plug in and recharge ourselves. And like I said, a lot of that comes down to taking that time for ourselves to do that. So, yeah. Whoops. All right, so last little thing I'll say on like the time thing, and this will kind of transition to the stuff I'm watching and playing and et cetera, whatever, is that consuming media, shows, movies, video games, anime, manga, books, whatever, there is an overabundance of it at all possible times. And I hit a moment which once again kind of made me think about like this time. And because originally I was going to do an episode about like, you can't consume it all or something like that, or you can't do it all, which like I said ties into all this stuff I'm talking about or whatever. Because I've been going through and I'm watching a handful of anime or whatever, which I'm going to touch on in a second. From the new anime season and stuff. And then, of course, you know, I'm listening to different podcasts like the homies at My Chick Waifu. I'm seeing Lisa from Wonder of Anime. Lots of people having dope conversations about like, yo, this show from the spring season is super good. Or, yeah, I'm really digging this show or whatever. And I found something that I've been enjoying or whatever. And then it's like, ooh, okay, they talking about that or whatever. Okay, I need to check that out. Ooh, she's talking about that. Oh, I need to check that out. And before I knew it, it was like, oh, nope. Deep. Flag on the play. Time out. Time out, coach. To where I just kind of had to be like, you know what? Nope. Throw my hands up. Flag on the play. Time out. And I was like, yeah, I can't. Tackle any more shows or whatever. And I just kind of was just like, you know what, anything else whatever that they talk about, I'll get to it whenever, or I'll make note of it if like, okay, plan to watch or mark or whatever somehow. And I have my handful of shows that, okay, yeah, these are my must watches every week or whatever. And then anything else, hey, I'll get to it whenever, because it's like, hey, I didn't even go back and finish up the stuff I was that I had stopped on from last season or whatever. And so it was that, and then on top of that, everybody going crazy online last week about X-Men 97 episode 5. And I'm like, man, I've only watched episode 1. I'm like, man, I want to do that. And then, ooh, the new Fallout TV live action TV series is there. I was like, ooh, I want to check that out, because I'm interested in seeing it. My wife is a big fan of the games. And it was just like, too much. So like I said, what we ended up doing, me and my wife made a plan of like, okay, hey, which one are we going to try to tackle first? And it was like, okay, let's try to tackle X-Men 97. Because that's the shorter thing, you know, because the Fallout TV show, those episodes are like an hour a piece. X-Men is, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, whatever, per episode. And we only need to catch up on 4 of them. So, so the situation we found ourselves in, funny enough, because like I said, over the weekend doing the sports stuff, whatever, my wife messed around, banged her knee during our daughter's game because one of my daughters kind of got hit in her throat or something weird during the basketball game, something weird where she was struggling to breathe. My wife's freaking out. She tries to run out the bleachers or whatever, and she falls and hits her knee or whatever. But, of course, adrenaline or whatever, she doesn't feel the pain until later. So now she's hobbling and stuff, whatever. And then she starts getting sick over the course of the next couple of days. So she's sick for a couple of days. I'm having some physical ailments myself, whatever. And then I started feeling a scratchy throat or whatever. And so a few nights ago, my wife was like, "Hey, you want to try to, you know, watch X-Men?" And I'm like, "Yes, I've been waiting for this day or whatever." So I had took some NyQuil maybe like an hour before this or whatever, because like I said, my throat started feeling scratchy or whatever. I got my orange juice. I took some NyQuil or whatever just because I'm like, okay, I need to try to fight this or whatever. So we watch episode 2 or whatever. It was like, okay, cool, that's good. Hey, we're going to knock out all 4 of these episodes we need to watch tonight or whatever. Man, get partway into episode 3 or whatever, and I'm dozing off, and I am pissed off at myself because I'm like, we finally got time to ourselves to watch a show together, and because I took freaking NyQuil because I wasn't feeling well, now I'm dozing off. Now I'm dozing off during the episode or whatever. So like I said, I was not happy, but of course I know I needed to go to sleep or whatever. So I struggled and I caught like the bits and pieces of the episode or whatever. And then once the episode ended, I was like, yeah, I'm, she was like, "Robert, just, you need to go to bed or whatever. You need to rest or whatever." And so I did, felt better the next day or whatever. And then yesterday or no, 2 days ago now, whatever, we both was feeling well, got all the kids out the room and into bed or whatever. And then we was okay, cool, let's do this, whatever. And so we watched it, and we watched episode 4, we watched episode 5, or I had went back beforehand, while we were finishing up stuff for the kids, or whatever. I went back and just made sure I caught all the pieces I had missed from episode 3 or whatever. And then watched episode 4, watched episode 5. And yo, we were both in just a gasp at episode 5. Obviously, no spoilers or whatever. Because so I had heard loosely a little bit of like, okay, some major stuff happens or whatever, but I did not expect it to happen at the degree and scale that it happened. But freaking X-Men 97 is freaking amazing. I gotta wait for us to have some free time, hopefully over the weekend, to watch episode 6 or whatever. But man, I'm so happy we got to experience that together. And so that is another thing that we're trying to get back to, whatever, of we used to have different shows that we would kind of watch a couple episodes here and there together on or whatever. But like I said, we've just gotten exponentially more busy and stuff, whatever, compared to when we used to do that even just like a few years back, whatever. But yeah, so it was super dope catching up on X-Men 97. That show, super awesome. Highly recommend. Because it hits that nice nostalgia of the old X-Men animated series from back when we were kids and stuff. And then, of course, I'm learning a little bit more about my wife that apparently I didn't know how much of an old school comic head my wife was, because certain characters and stuff that was talked about in these episodes or whatever, my wife was like, "Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that." I'm like, Who are you, ma'am? Who is you? Sure. Oh yeah. Yeah, Robert. Yeah. Yeah. So that was super dope having those moments for her and stuff. But watch that. What are the stuff? I had went and saw that Monkey Man movie a couple weeks ago or whatever, on release night or whatever, and that movie was pretty cool. It's pretty much a John Wick style of movie, but just within a India cultural background and setting and stuff, which is something very different, at least for me, for the different shows and movies and stuff that I watch, whatever. So it was super dope. I'm super happy that Jordan Peele helped bring it to the bigger screen, because originally I did some research afterwards or whatever, and shout out to the director. I think it was Dave Patel. Because originally this was going to be like a Netflix release or whatever, and a deal from like some years ago, but apparently Jordan Peele saw it at like some screening or film festival or something or whatever a while back, and was like, no, this deserves to be put on the big screen. And so through his production company and working with Universal, they worked together and they brought it to a theatrical release or whatever. And yeah, it was really dope. So definitely recommend, like I said, if you enjoy John Wick-esque style movies or whatever. But definitely like a little bit different though. A little bit of a different vibe and, like I said, flavor and style to it and stuff. So some very awesome camera work and stuff in it too, whatever, during some of the fights and action and stuff, whatever. So that was a dope movie. I'm trying to think I had checked out this new manga called Snowball Earth. Now, funny enough, I've had access to read this for like 4 months now, but I purposely waited because I was like, I didn't want to read it back in like January. And then it didn't come out until this weekend, like middle of April. So I sat on it and then I read it over the weekend or whatever. But it basically follows this young pilot who is basically kind of like a prodigy, and he bonds with this mech type of machine, and they go off into space for a decade fighting basically space kaiju, and so they're fighting them hoping that they're protecting Earth. And so all these years later, he returns back to Earth, and Earth is actually a frozen wasteland. Earth has been now pretty much put in like a new ice age, and it's just covered in ice and snow or whatever. And so now he is trying to navigate and investigate and figure out what happened while he was gone for those 10 years. And how is humanity surviving? How are they adapting to this new winter world and stuff, whatever. So it was a really dope, really cool, and interesting read. And I'm definitely looking forward to reading volume 2 when that comes out later in the summer. All right, so I'm gonna briefly touch on this, but I think I'm gonna save this, like I'm gonna fully flesh this out in a separate episode, maybe next week or something, whatever, because I know I'm gonna be slamming busy next week, so maybe I'll record this over the weekend and do it separately. But I just wanted to shout out a couple of shows that I'm enjoying from the spring anime season so far. Pretty much some of like my must watches are Windbreaker, which is like a delinquent type of anime. Like I said, I'm gonna go into more in-depth detail on all this stuff in a separate dedicated thing, whatever, just because I'm running long and it's getting late. But Windbreaker for sure is one. There's one called Bartender, which it is such a smooth and relaxing watch that at the end of like a busy work day or whatever, I come home and I need to unwind a bit. Bartender is one that I'm really enjoying, because as the name suggests, whatever, it basically follows these two women who are trying to find a bartender for this hotel that they work at, and so they find this young man or whatever. And I just love how they go so in depth on talking about the drinks and how they're made and the history of the different stuff, whatever. Like, so it's just like a really chill watch. Remonster is kind of like a turn my brain off fun one about a guy that gets reincarnated into another world as a goblin, but he has this ability to where he gains powers and abilities from the stuff that he eats and consumes. So of course he's beating all these different monsters and beasts and stuff, and as he consumes them, he's getting different powers and abilities and stuff from them, whatever, which is pretty neat. So that's another one I'm dedicated to watching. Go-Go Loser Ranger is another main one, which I don't know where all of my copies. I don't know. My shelf is disorganized. I don't know where all of my copies of the manga went. No, here they go. I found them. Go-Go Loser Ranger is super dope. Basically, think of it as kind of like a world where the Rangers are actually corrupted. It's kind of like the Boys in a way, but you're following from the perspective of one of the enemy foot soldiers, in this case a foot soldier D, and stuff. So as he's trying to infiltrate the Rangers and take them out from the inside. So super dope series. Which, speaking of which, let me go back. So just to explain some of this. So Windbreaker I'm watching on Crunchyroll, Bartender on Crunchyroll, Go-Go Loser Ranger is on Hulu, same as Fable, or The Fable, which follows a hitman who basically he is so efficient at his job that the people he worked for are making him take a year break from killing. And so he gets sent away to basically go on vacation or whatever, and he's not allowed to kill or do nothing whatever for a whole year. So that's been pretty interesting to watch so far. That's also on Hulu. And the other kind of like main one or whatever that I'm enjoying so far too is a Train to the End of the World, which I'm gonna go more in depth on, like I said, a lot of these plus more when I do my little separate episode in the next week or so, whatever. So because that one is gonna require some spoiler tags, but lots of pretty interesting things that I'm watching. Like I said, some stuff I'm just kind of like mindless watches that I just turn on. This is just to relax and unwind from whatever. And then there's some stuff that I'm a little bit more invested in, character and personality wise and stuff. So but all in all, that's it in a basic gist of what I've been up to over the last couple of weeks. But I'm trying to check, make sure there's nothing else. You know what? I'm gonna spend like a couple minutes, or whatever, just shouting out some like quick like gaming related news or whatever that's happened recently that I just wanted to show some love to, whatever. So just because like obviously some gaming is on my brain right now, because like I mentioned, like there's the freaking Fallout TV show just came out, and because of the success of the show, it's led to a spike in sales in all the games. Fallout 4, Fallout 3, New Vegas, etc. are all doing well, which is very awesome to see that circle back around. Because freaking Stellar Blade comes out next week, and I'm debating, I'm like, man, because I'm taking some time off unrelated a couple of days end of next week, and I'm like, if I'm gonna be home, do I pick up the game and play me a little game or whatever? I don't know. Or maybe I'll wait and pick it up a little bit down the road or whatever. So, so a couple of quick things. So, Rise of the Ronin is still a game that I really hope to get to eventually, whatever. Well, they put out a humongous update that did a lot of like bug fixes and stuff, whatever. So I'm like, okay, that's good, because like I said, the game has been out for about a month now, whatever. And so I heard about some minor issues people had or whatever, but I just didn't have the time, once again, to play it at the moment or whatever. And that's why it's like I've been trying to be better about like, hey, if I'm not actually going to play this on day one or whatever, then I'm not going to rush myself to waste the money on buying something that I'm not even might not even get to for weeks, if not months. And then by the time I get around to it, they've done tons of patches and updates. It's maybe even going down in price, whatever. So, But yeah, so they did a big update for that or whatever, which shout out to them for that. Star Wars Outlaws finally got a release date of August 30th. So I am very excited and looking forward to that game. I love my Ubisoft style games, and especially because this is from Massive, which is the team that made the Division series, and I freaking loved, me and my wife both loved playing the Division 1 and especially Division 2. So looking forward to seeing what they do in a Star Wars world. Destiny 2 Final Shape is looking like it's shaping up to be very cool. So that's coming out like end of June or whatever. I had jumped into Destiny like a couple of weeks ago or whatever, just like running around and stuff, whatever. And of course the shooting and stuff always feels so good. Obviously I was super lost on story wise or whatever, but like I went and just like running around some of like the new locations that they've opened up or whatever since the last time I've played some years ago or whatever. But yes, I don't know, maybe I'll hop into Final Shape this summer when it comes out. Let me see. They announced a PvP mode arena thing for Power World. Slay the Spire 2 is coming. Let me see. Speaking of Fallout, Fallout 4 is getting a free next gen update next week. So PS4, PS5, and PC. 60 FPS performance mode. Resolution. You know, Steam Deck verified, and lots of other stuff, whatever. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 was announced today. Don't know much about that. I'm excited about that Tales of Kenzaru game comes out next week. Sea of Thieves is out on PlayStation Now, on PlayStation platforms. Ghost of Tsushima just came out on PC, or is about to come out on PC. And along with that, they announced that they are adding trophy support and a PlayStation like visual overlay for the PlayStation games on PC, to where now they're gonna start adding trophy support to the PlayStation games that they're bringing over to PC, which is pretty cool. Hades 2 has early access or whatever, I believe, just started on PC, so it's a lot of people that are getting access to that recently. What else? What's the other thing? I feel like it's one more thing. We got some screenshots to show proof of life for Wolf Among Us 2. So I freaking love that first Telltale Wolf Among Us game that came out a long time ago. Which, matter of fact, how long ago was that? Let me check that real quick. Wolf Among Us. What year was that? 2013. So it's been 11 years. Wow. October 2013. Man. But yeah, so I look forward to playing Wolf Among Us 2. Maybe I'll go back and revisit one. But yeah. So I think that might be it for the main gaming news. Like I said, I just want to just show some love for some gaming stuff, whatever. Before I get out of here, cause like I said before, because it's been a couple of weeks since I've recorded and stuff. So, but yeah, I think that's gonna do it. So, yeah, nothing else I need to drag on about. So, as always, thank you so much for watching and or listening. As always, you can find me everywhere at Dad Needs to Talk. Yeah, like I said, I'm just out here just living my best life and just taking things one day, one moment at a time, and trying to use my time more wisely and more efficiently and stuff like that. And I hope that y'all out there are doing the same as well. I'm trying to think. There's nothing else I need to say. I'm going to go chill, rest. Don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give myself like another like 30 minutes or so to find, watch a show or play a game or something or whatever, before I hit the hay. But yeah. And with that being said, Like I always say, treat yourself to something nice, read some manga, watch some anime, TV, and movies, play some video games, and live your best life. And with that, take care of yourself, cherish your time, and I will catch y'all on the next one. As always, y'all be easy. I'm now a soccer dad. Peace.